Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Wednesday night. Usually I'm on Mondays. Well, I was before I took a hiatus. Thank you, Ryan, for allowing me to come back. So what better way? I'm going to get started because Wendy's got a two-hour show coming after me. You guys be sure to stay tuned and watch that. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. We're going to jump right into it. My first guest, many of you know, he is, hold on just a second. I'm working two laptops. I am not very coordinated. Bear with me, guys. I have George Shoplin with me. Hello, George.
Oh, girl, what's going on, my little baby girl? How are you today? How are you doing?
I'll tell you what, let's just flip it real quick.
I'm going to interview you.
No.
I'm going to stay here. Yeah, I got you. First and foremost, I just want to let you know, thank you for coming to the show tonight, young lady. You look wonderful. You haven't aged one bit. Oh, gosh, man, we had a really good day. How are you? Are you okay?
I am good. How are you? You're the one who just finished a, what, 3-day drive?
Yes. Well, first and foremost, let's take care of the people that you have in your back green room. I just want to thank you for the M&Ms that you guys gave me. I appreciate that. You gave me all blue M&Ms, which I requested. And again, just keep it real. You guys left me a refreshed water bottle, which is great, at the same degrees that I requested, at 37.3. Thank you so much. All right, so we covered that. Tell your folks that, you know, thank you so much. We just got done coming back from a Paracon in New York City. New York City! from Mexico. We just got back. We had a good time. It was fun. You know, it's always nice to get along and actually go to a Paracon when it comes to paranormal, of course, and hang out with people that believe in the same thing that you believe in. And that's para-unity to just basically paranormal investigating. Now, you may have to shut me up, but we had a blast. I guess the only thing that was very discouraging, we live in California, and it was in Cloud Cross, New Mexico. It's about a 15 to 16-hour drive. And we drove all the way there. Everything was golden, having a good time. About the first day in, we were about to start some get to know everybody, kind of like get to know each other. You know, hi, how are you? What's your favorite color? Blah blah blah. Well, our car didn't start. It's a brand new car. My wife bought it. We took her car down there, and a brand new Jeep. And next thing you know, we go out to the vehicle. I have to go back to the get ready to. I guess they're doing some filming. I'm not sure, but at least investigation. And our car didn't start, so it ruined our whole weekend. You know, we're unable to participate with the Paracon as much as we wanted to. We ended up, in Cloudfest, New Mexico, there's not much there. Everybody's really nice there. It's a great little town, but there is absolutely no Jeep dealership there. It was terrible. So, to make a long story short, we ended up, on a Saturday. We ended up taking a car out on Saturday night. Everything's closed on Sunday. In New Mexico, or at least where we were, just like 90% of all the buildings and restaurants and everything is closed down. They kind of see it as what I think is like a family day. You know, everything shuts down. So, that being said, we took our car down. We did it the Holiday Express, and we basically were in there just absolutely nothing going on. We had no car because we contacted a few people to rent a car, but I guess that whole town only has two cars to rent, and they were both running out, so we were stuck. So we finally made it home. We came home yesterday, and now we're just regrouping. We go back to work tomorrow. You know, really, it was a disappointment. The whole trip was a very disappointment, but we're home safely. And the most important thing I told everybody is, I got to get back to this young lady. She has this great show Wednesday night. Yeah, so we're good, man.
Well, I am truly honored that you were able to make it. And I want to know what you and Kara are doing and what you are working on, because I think it's very important. And you and I have talked about it some back and forth. And you don't see a whole lot of it. Most people are on board for it, but, you know, you have those that aren't. Tell me the importance it plays and what it means to both you and Kara.
About para-unity? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Okay, so I feel, and everything that I say tonight, and, you know, your show is amazing, but I will say thank you for having me on tonight. Let's
absolutely. No, I'm honored you accepted to come on, so.
And you know,
thank you.
Let everybody know right now, including my wife, you are my Facebook crush. Let's just keep it real. Okay. Now you're embarrassed. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
So what we believe in is para-unity. I think in the paranormal field, you know, it's one of those situations where para-unity, years prior, when we try to really push it, it was one of those titles that people said, no, it can never happen. There's no way. And, you know, it's something that we kind of, ourselves, we gave up on para-unity. Us too, we gave up because we couldn't find any support. And one of the things, you know, anything you do in life, you need to give you more strength and make you feel good and just work harder. Well, it took us a couple of years. And finally, you know, we just started just working a little harder about para-unity and just, you know, just trying to get it out there. Because to be a paranormal investigator, to really get true answers or just to enjoy paranormal investigating, you you know, the number one rule is you have fun. The number one rule when you're paranormal investigating, just go have fun, guys. You know, it's a hobby to some, and it's a calling to others, and it could be anything in the middle of what you want to call it. But for us, we just feel like we love to do this 7 days a week, but without the para unity and working together as one big giant team, it's not going to work. Because all you're going to have is people arguing, or you're going to have people like saying, not negative stuff. And the worst thing in the world when you go to an investigation and you see somebody that may have said something negative about you, it's the worst feeling for a man or a woman to walk into an investigation. And how the heck are you going to have a good investigation if you're already seeing that, hey, you know what, oh my God, let's say Donald Duck is there. I don't get along with Donald Duck. So, you know, you've got to get along with everybody. So, para unity is just, it's just something that's probably one of the top things you need to be a paranormal investigator. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Right now we are just starting something today. We joined with a group of people with the Paranormal Warehouse, and it's called Para Unity Roundtable. And, you know, I have to be the person I am today in the paranormal field. I will say this, if I could plug it real quick, because I will not forget, Rob, I said it 20 times. The people I joined forces with the paranormal and Para Unity is basically it's going to be a Gary Woodward, a Dylan Lane, myself, and Kara Shaw with my wife. We're actually, you know, we're part of the Paranormal Warehouse, and what's really good about this is I want to say our boss, but you know what, we're under a wing of somebody that is one of the kindest men in the paranormal field, and that's Daryl Martinson. And he's from, I hope I got his last name right, but he's from Ghost Hunters.
I know Daryl.
Everybody knows Daryl. Daryl's a down-to-earth gentleman. And
he is.
He's one of the guys that, you know what, he's one of the guys that, out of Betty, of course, but with Ghost Hunters, but he's one of the guys that, you know what, he is the guy that will actually help you along your path or your journey. And you know what, he is a big believer in para unity. And there's nothing better to have such a gentleman that is taking us under his wing, let's say, and helping us out. He's with Paranormal Warehouse, and again, you know, you couldn't go wrong with the man Daryl. I mean, that's who we're with now. And we're going to have a lot of fun. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, the thing that's really cool about this is, you know, if I can interject, then I'll show it up again as usual. Because, you know, I'm excited right now because I'm with you. But, you know, in 2021, everybody knows about the Paracon that's coming up in 2021. And what's cool about that is it's going to be the 2021 Texas Paracon. And we've got Natalie Jones and Fanny Johnson, I think, and then Jansen. And Jansen, and they're the leaders of the Paracon. If you haven't bought your tickets already, you've got to jump on it. It's going to be just a great, I got to reset my computer. Hang on, let me turn it off. There you go, baby. Sorry about that.
Nope, you're good.
No, that's where I'm at. So it's just a lot of fun. But Para Unity is growing right now. It's what's needed. Some people may say it's not needed. Some people are against it. And the people that are against Para Unity, I think it's the people that have been hurt in the past along their journey in life. You know, if it's paranormal or if it's just life itself. The only reason why it's Para Unity is because that's something that's paranormal. But unity alone is something that's needed, especially now with the virus, especially now with people not working. Unity is just huge right now to have in everyday life. And right now, that is just the strongest thing in the world, is unity. But with paranormal unity, you know, we all just need to just take a deep breath and investigate, get evidence, and enjoy the people you meet along your path. And you know what? If some people don't work out, don't worry about it. Just move on. And I call those people not bad people. I love people. But I just call them speed bumps in your life. If you don't get along with somebody in the paranormal, don't engage. Just move on. Just go around the speed bump and just move along your path and just keep on investigating. And you know what? You'll find a group of people that will actually want to work with you because paranormal is work. It's not a joke. And, you know, that's my spiel of para unity. You just got to love and respect one another. No matter what, just respect and love one another, and just remember that we're all in this together, 100%.
Well, I will stop you right here. I want to say that for those that don't follow you, they really need to follow you. Because during the whole, when the COVID was at its peak, where it was major news and, you know, the world stopped spinning on its axis, there was not a day that went by that I didn't either catch you live or catch the replay. You are always so happy, so hopeful, inspiring. And I've told you from the day we started talking that you are just this huge bright light in this universe, even on your bad days.
I have bad days. You know what's really funny? What just happened to me right now, I feel like it's before. It's weird. I think I just...
It's premonition. Deja vu.
I just had one. It was really I was looking at you, and I just went into like a complete like frozen, man. It was cool. You know that I'm a talker. You normally won't get any words in because I have an opportunity for an hour or so, whatever you want. You just let people know that, you know what, it's the reason why I am who I am today. Honest to gosh. The reason I am who I am today is, you know, this guy was given, 19 years ago, this guy right here was given 1 year to live because of cancer. The doctors came in, knocked on the door, we need to talk to you. George, I'm really sorry, but you may have 6 months to live because it might have gotten your gland, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I went through a lot of depression. I went through so much, it was killing me inside. Well, and a long story short, and I don't want to bring anybody down or anything like that, but if you ever get that word that they give you cancer, they say you have cancer, all I can say is don't give up, because now I'm living proof. 19 years later, the doctor was wrong. The doctor was wrong. And you know what? It all starts with you. If you just keep on loving life, life will love you back. And I'll say that one more time. I'm a talker. If you love life, life will love you back. Now, I'm not a preacher. I'm not a teacher. But I can rap like any other preacher. but seriously, you know, it's so easy to just, you know, the source of living and being happy is just love life, and life will love you back. It's so simple that it's scary simple. It really is.
Well, I think that was my first thing I ever told you when we first started talking, that you are just, people are just drawn to you. You're such a bright light, and you spread good things. I don't think I have ever heard anything negative come from you since I've been following you, and I think that's been over a year. Hey, Kara.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
We've been closer than friends. I mean, you have connections with people, and you know, like I said, our home is your home. You come out and do your work. But I told you in the beginning, you know, when we first met, that it was just this connection we have. It's not about how beautiful you are. It's not about anything like that. I don't base anything about the cover of the book. It's about the inside of somebody. And you know what? Because, I mean, that's the whole thing of problem with this world. You know, everybody judges everybody by the cover of the book instead of reading the book and find out who somebody really is. But being a paranormal investigator or just being a normal human being in life, it's always the same thing. You just got to be kind to people and live life. Just live life your way, you know, just live life your way. So your comment about that, when you're just saying, you know, about never in a bad mood, you know, George gets it, you know, George goes through his things too, but I have my ways of meditating. I have my wife that is a Reiki master. She'll take care of my moods if I'm in a really down mood. Reiki master, you know, she can actually, I just burped. Excuse me. That was a paranormal bird.
Classy, George. Way to keep it classy.
I'm so sorry, dear. But, I have so many great things in my life. And, you know, this is not about, I'm trying to say, look, what you need to do to be happy like George. All I want to do is what all you need to do to be happy in your life is enjoy your life every single day. We all have stuff that happen in our life. But whatever happens in our life, I have this firm belief in this, is it'll pass. It'll pass. And that'll go away, and then you'll have some great days, and then something else is going to come back and bite you in the butt. you just got to live life. And I know it sounds really positive because I try to be positive. I mean, you're talking to a guy that I get hate mail. I just got done reading a bunch of hate mail this morning from people that just don't like me. And it's, I don't get mad. I just say, look, I didn't engage anybody. I just said, look, it's okay. You can hate me all you want. Have a good day. And don't worry about me. I'll pray for you. So let's go. I think that Jeffy's on. How you doing, Jeff? I was just in, where was I at, man? I was just in Cloudcroft, New Mexico, near Texas.
I think it was
Jeffy, how you doing?
Cloudcroft. You have not been able to ever get that right. Kara's always got you on that because you have to point to her and she'll spout it out. So
she's a human. Hi, Becky.
You're human? You're human?
Yeah, I'll be quiet. Hi, Becky. How you doing, sweetheart?
So I will say, hey, Steve. I have been super nervous about this all day. I don't know why, because you and I have talked like thousands
of times.
I know, but I don't know. Like right now, my armpits are sweating. Like probably.
Wait,
at least I can't hear my pits sweating. They can hear you burp.
Oh my god! I apologize.
No, it's okay.
It's funny. You're so cute. It's just like, I am so me, and for someone to get so nervous to talk to me, it's like, I'm just asking myself, why?
I
am
know.
The most, you can approach me, you can just approach me, it's like, I got you, you know, it's not a big deal.
And it's like, not like we've never spoken before, we talk often. And
we used to talk until about 2 weeks ago, because of work, and I get prepped for a paranormal investigation. But we talk. I would say we're talking just about every day.
Mm-hmm.
We video chat, and we were just like, "Hey, how you doing?" And, you know, how you doing? No, you're so damn cute. It just makes me like, why would you get nervous? Like,
I don't know, because you're so you. I don't know. But anyways, let's try to work past my nerves a little bit. So I want to go back to Daryl a little bit.
Yeah.
I first encountered, I've never met him personally, but I started watching him on Paranormal Warehouse, American Ghost Hunter show. I hear he's coming back to American Ghost Hunter.
I don't know. That's one thing that, you know, one thing when you come to the, I don't know, either A&E or Travel Channel or any channel at all, they're pretty much, you know, lock and key, can't say anything at all, so. Whatever Daryl's doing, I will say this, though, 100%, I would put everything I have in my back pocket, is whatever Daryl is working on or his crew, it's going to be top-notch, A-plus, paranormal. Go watch it, learn something, pull something from the scene. I'll tell you, if it wasn't for Daryl and his crew, I would have never bought a couple of body cams to investigate with, and we did. And we just, now we consider ourselves better paranormal investigators because without the body cam that we put on our chest, no, I got my shirt off.
Okay.
I'm sorry. So, not to deal with the body cam, it was, thank you, Daryl. I mean, thank you, Ghost Hunters. It gives you hands-free. You got the camera on your chest. You're able to investigate, and the camera's covered so much, now you can use these two hands for safety. For, you know, maybe running into a wall or just basically having a handheld recorder and being able not to hold the camera up high because those things are heavy. But, you know, that's one thing. I will always be indebted to Daryl and Ghost Hunters because they made paranormal investigating fun again, and they just brought back fun. They brought back fun, you know. Hey, Dennis, how you doing? Sorry about that. I'm seeing people pop up.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. I'm trying to grab everybody. Candace, thank you so much for sharing. I'm going to give a couple of shout-outs. Steve White, thank you so much for watching. My buddy Bill Davis, thank you. You're
Bill
a rock
Davis.
Star. Woo-hoo.
We should have a bell. We should have a bell or something like that.
Somebody
really supports you.
I know. A ding, ding, the bell. You were on a little show called ghost adventures.
I was. Yes, I was.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? It's so awesome. You know, a lot of people, you know, it's great. You know what's so great about that show is it was all of ours first show, I think, in the paranormal.
It was mine.
Right? Ghost Adventures is, and you know what? They're still going strong. But yeah, Ghost Adventures, I did an episode. It was great. It's been a little while, but it was season 16, episode number 3. Number three.
Okay.
Yeah, number three. But it was great. I got to do an episode with Ghost Adventures. It was probably one of the highest times of my life. I mean, like, it was like a highlight. I was a fan, and I'm still a fan. But I was able to tell my story. It was an identity of mine in Jackson, California. You know, it was a great episode. And it's not because of anything that, because of, let's say, I was there. It was a great episode because I got to tell my story. And it was a story that, you know, where I was attacked, I was scratched, at Kennedy Mountain. And it was really good to tell the story to Zach. And then they put it into an episode. And, I got to meet, don't get me wrong, I'm not one of those name droppers. You know, please don't take me like that because it's far from that. But I got to work with, Zach and Aaron, and I got to work with Jay and Billy. But you know what? I got to work with Dakota. Dakota was still young, but, it was fun to work with Dakota. I had a good time. And the people I still keep in contact with, mostly, I'm going to say Dakota and Aaron, and that's about it. It's been a while, but I had a great time working with Ghost Adventures, and I would never trade it in for anything. It's an experience. It's in the past. But I got to work with some people that are phenomenal when it comes to paranormal investigating. Not phenomenal to some, but it's phenomenal to a lot more people than some. Not, So I had a great time.
Well, you and I talked about this before. I think Ghost Adventures. I know a lot of people now have mixed feelings about that, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But I think at the end of the day that. That was everybody's, that was the door opener for the paranormal. And and Facebook has just blew it up even more. You've got Paranormal Warehouse. You've got, I'm going to totally name drop right now. You've got like local groups around me, RVA Paranormal, Transcend Paranormal. You've got the Twisted Crew, the Twisted Realm. You've got Justin Brown, you've got Gateway Paranormal, and it's just so much and so many people to learn from. And I think I've told you before, I don't agree with all of them. I like them, I respect them, and I take away what I can use or what means something to me at the end of the day. The rest
No.
I was just going to say, the rest that I don't agree with, that's okay. But I do draw something positive and take away something that I can use in my journey in the paranormal, whatever that is. I don't even know what that is.
No, but I do, though. And I don't know everything, but, what you just did with the name dropping was from Paranormal Warehouse on down. What's really great about that, I wish everybody that is blocking each one of those would just understand one thing. Is we're all in this for the exact same reason.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. It's the bottom line. And you know what? We all started green. And, I think we're still green in the paranormal because every day, like you said, every time you go to an investigation, you're a newbie. And what I mean by that is each investigation is totally different from the one you did from the day prior. Because if each time you go to an investigation, you're a brand new investigator. It's because you don't know what's going to happen to you, and you don't know what you're going to get as evidence, and you don't know what you're going to run into. So when it comes to, like you said, you know, paranormal warehouse and on down, every single one of those that you said are A+. Because you know what? That's all about paranormal unity. We need to just work together and just do our thing together and complement each other. When you say, hey, you know what? I just got this. Man, way to go. What's the data on it? What time was it when you got the evidence? What on. It's not about everybody wearing a black shirt, a black hat to be a paranormal investigator. That is false. That's all about camera stuff. But when it comes down to it, you guys, you know, being a paranormal investigator, it starts with your heart. It all starts about wanting to do an investigation and being true to yourself, but being true to the spirits on the other side of the veil. Because you have to remember that the veil is thin. The veil is very thin. And you have to remember that the spirits that are outside the veil, they were ones in our shoes on this side of the veil. So you can't trick them. You
right.
can't fool them, and you can't lie to them. You can't. You got to be honest.
Well, I want to say, because I always fail to forget, my very first investigation was at the Cabin on 360 in Mechanicsville that is owned by Brian Jones, and Dennis Eslock is the curator. So that was really my first investigation, like true investigation.
Right.
And I learned so much. Dennis and Ryan both are very smart. Dennis, he can tell you the history about everything, and I still get it wrong as many times as I've gone. But, you know, the thing is, I think there's so many amazing people out there, so many. And, I mean,
right.
you know, I mean, Jay Lynch, I mean, they just keep coming to my mind. It's so
yeah.
many, and it's a good thing. I don't see it as a competition. I see it as a good thing because where you may not like Justin Brown, you've got Jay Lynch you could go watch. It's opened up, you know, so much to so many people, and even people who didn't think that they would, you know, could get into it, but something somebody says can spark that interest.
And you're absolutely right. There's so many names out there. And I, like you just said, there's so many days. If you're having a bad day or whatever, there's so many days that you can actually contact and say, look, I have a question about equipment, or I have an investigation, or I have an investigation up, or an investigation coming up. You can always try. You can call Lynch up. You can call Garrow up. You can call anybody up. And every paranormal investigator should be so happy that you know what, hey, you know what, thank you for asking me the question, you know, or, you know, just that's what we need to remember, that we're all on the same time clock. You know, we got about 40 years left on this planet. Let's go ahead and punch in our time clock. Let's leave it punched in, not punch out, and just work together. That's it. Just keep on working together. Some people say it's impossible, but I refuse to turn my back on paranormal activity, and I refuse to turn my back on anybody that's been nasty to me or anybody that is basically doesn't believe in paranormal unity. They're still people, and I look at people as people.
Well, you know, I'm very fortunate. I have not seen any of the or been involved in any of the drama or, you know, somebody being rude, like when I just message with a question. So I'm very fortunate. But everybody that I mentioned, even you or Kara, if somebody had a question, I mean, I just randomly messaged you one day, and we just struck up a conversation, and it went from there. And everybody is just so nice. I mean, I just feel like everybody, now I'm sure there's some out there I haven't met, but for the most part, everybody wants to help because, I mean, this is something that will have to continue past our lifetime.
Exactly.
I'm sure.
Exactly.
So, like, even my sidekick, his name is actually Noah, but he won't go at night, but he enjoys ghost hunting, and I want future generations to have that same spark.
And that's where
pair unity will come in.
I hope so. You know, sometimes I feel like when I talk way too much. And two, sometimes I do. And I feel like sometimes when I talk, I'm not trying to come across like, please don't take this wrong. The only word I can come up with is this, is a teacher. No, I'm a student. But all I'm doing is sharing my knowledge that has been taught to me by Chief Bailey, from Darrow, to the crew on Ghost Adventures, to Scott Greenwald, from my wife, Tara Shopland. I have Gary Woodward now. I have Dylan Lane. I have people now that I'm going to start working with, and I'm learning from them. That's where I am at. And if everybody, including myself, can always remember that we're all students of the paranormal, every investigation is different. That take it like you don't know what's going to happen, because you really don't. Stay humble. You know, just do your job. And remember that paranormal investigating is a job. It's not, and it's work. It's not, if you're going there to have fun and create madness with the spirits, all I can say is, you know, please rethink what you're thinking, because there are once living people like us. And we don't know if you're being rude to them, if that actually hurts them. I mean, you really don't know if you're yelling at a spirit and you're saying blah, 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 blah. How do we know? Nobody has the right answer, but how do you know that doesn't really affect them? You know, we don't know. So the best thing you do is that you're talking to a brother or a sister or a loved one in your family, or just talking like how you and me are talking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just say hello and however you be nice to one another. It's so simple. Don't get so sad. It's so simple to be a paranormal investigator. You just got to be, like I said, it has nothing to do with your black shirt. Go into it and just love one another.
Oh, a black shirt is required? I didn't know that.
It's not required. It's not required. You know, it's not. You're such a brat.
So let me ask this. So Kara says, okay, George, I'm selling all your ghost hunting equipment. There's one piece you can keep. What is that one piece? One piece.
Wow. Okay, so I can't keep your phone number. I have to do it. So I'm trying to think of my head real quick. So it would have to be, you know what?
You're fine.
I love making people laugh. It's great. One piece of equipment. Well, you know, everybody's always saying the best equipment is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not even count that equipment.
Yeah.
It would have to be 100%. It would have to be an EVP, just a handheld recorder. That's it. A handheld recorder can't lie to you. The only way that a recorder is going to lie to you, if you lie about your investigation. And what I mean by that, you go to an investigation and you say, what is your name, or whatever word, whatever you want to say. And you take it and you go, okay, nobody's looking. Oh, Todd. No, or whatever it may be. You're only cheating yourself. You know, you're only cheating yourself. So I feel that, you know what, if the best equipment, if Kara was to take everything away, including your phone number, I would have to go with an EVP handheld recorder. No more than $30 or $40, and I'm good to go. And that is it. That's it. So, easy.
So that being said, Kara, I hope you're watching and heard that. So if he ever gets in trouble, you know which piece to take, right?
No, yeah, your phone number, right? Come on. No, but you know what? The most important equipment though to take with you, if I can interject, I know you didn't ask it.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for leaving the blue M&M. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Anything for you, George.
You know I love you. You're an awesome lady. So you know, when it comes to paranormal investigating, what I like to tell people or suggest to people that are just starting in the paranormal is you know, if you go and find a group of people that you do paranormal investigation with, is go to an investigation with absolutely nothing, and maybe they'll loan you investigation tool or equipment, and find out what you like. Find out what really fits your, you know, fits what you like to do or like to use. Don't go spend hundreds of dollars, because, you know, most of the equipment we have, we probably spend, I don't know, let's just say we spend $100. It's much more than that. But some of the stuff we don't even use anymore. We don't touch it. We just leave it in the cupboard, and we just take what we think might be what we're supposed to. You know, my favorite, if I have to say the most important equipment is yourself, a camcorder, and you know what, always carry a pad of paper and a pen, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's for data, or that's for just saying, you know, I was in this room, and this happened at this particular time. So if you do return, if you get good evidence, go back to that location at that specific time, and just see if it's an ongoing, I just call it basically it's an ongoing film. It's going over, it's replaying itself. And then you have validation that it's just something that's just replaying itself.
All right, so we have a question in the chat. Jesse Davila,
yeah.
He wants to know how you felt when you went back to that location.
Which location are you talking about? You're talking probably the one, Jack and Cal, the one with Ghost Hunter, or Ghost Adventures. I was nervous. I was sick to my stomach. That's one of the things that was brought up before they started filming, because one of the things they did bring to me, I had high anxiety. I was so nervous and sick and really just bug-eyed because I was in a location that I had been scratched. I was in a location that, you know, that I was really scared. I you know, paranormal investigator, if you say you don't get startled or you don't get scared, you're a liar. Because I get scared. If I go to an investigation and I scream, that means George got scared. But to answer Jesse's question, and it's a great question, is I was really nervous. And I didn't think about it right away. It's when I got to the location. And that's when the film crew started coming around. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is really happening. And what I mean by that here was being among people that I find to be just complete mentors in the paranormal field. But to be at the location itself, I was just nervous as though, you have no idea. I was sick to my stomach. I was praying. I was drowning myself as much as I possibly can because I thought that the spirit, and I know why the spirit attacked me that day. If you ask that question, that's up to you. But, you know, it's I thought the spirit was still after me for what it did. So there you go. Hey, Bill.
So why did the...
Yes.
Why did the spirit attack you?
What a great question. That's just a great question. Thank you so much for asking. All right, so we did an investigation. I did it with another crew. We were doing you know, when I say filming, it's not real filming, but it was filming. So don't get me wrong when I say that word. We were doing some filming, and we were to investigate during the nighttime and during the day. And during the time we're trying to get evidence, I was with another investigator. I forget her name now. And we were on the third floor. Kitchen, there's a card table, there's some cards, some chips, etc. So I kind of messed up. So we were playing cards, I was playing cards by myself with a spirit to try to get them to engage. Like, you know, here's a deck of cards, I'm dealing cards out. And back then, during the mine, the biggest thing was gold. Gold was the what everybody wanted was gold. And so what I did is that I had a deck of cards, I played some cards. And the last hand, I said, I ran out of money, I ran out of chips, and I put my gold wedding band in the middle of the table. I said, I'm all in. This is it. Let's see what you got. I lost a hand. I actually lost a hand to the spirit or whomever was sitting in that chair. Because hours prior, we got some voices and stuff. So I feel my opinion is this is why I got attacked at Kennedy Mine is this. If you lose a hand back in the 1800s, or now, but more so 1800s, and you put a pot of gold on the top of the table to a spirit, and you actually lose the hand, and you take your gold back, because it was just, you know, we were just trying to do trigger objects, right?
Right.
I lost the hand or the cards to the spirit. I took my gold, my ring back, and it's mine. I do believe to this day that the reason why I was attacked the next morning, I was actually attacked, is because that spirit was so mad at me. I stole his gold, which I didn't feel it. I just wanted my ring back. Now, if I would have won the card hand, maybe it would have been a whole different situation, a whole different scenario. But I lost my hand. I think he had three kings. Honestly, he had three kings. And I had maybe, I don't know, two queens. I don't remember. And I took my ring back, and I do believe because back then and now, especially back then, if you cheat in card dealing or you take someone's money, card dealing in the 1800s, they're just going to shoot you back then. So I, out of way far from my own, I do believe I actually made that spirit upset. And you know what? I'll always be apologetic to that spirit because I was stupid. I was really dumb. And I just didn't take it as serious. I just said, okay, you lost it. Give my ring back. Thank you for playing. Even though I didn't see the spirit, you know, I was just playing cards in an empty chair. So the next morning we went back, my wife and I went back upstairs we left something behind, a little antenna. And I don't know if we found it or not. I don't know, we did find it. Going down the stairs is a three story. And as we're going down the stairs, literally 4 or 5 steps in, I got scratched. I got nailed from the back of the back, like, basically, it felt like it was so burning hot. I got so angry that I wanted to hit my wife when I got downstairs, which I've never done. But I was so angry. I was so upset that I do believe the spirit was putting his energy inside me, that he was so mad at me that I took my ring back and told me, you're not going anywhere until I get my ring back. And that's exactly what happened. We went outside. And I'm not saying I went blank, but I do remember not feeling so great. It was, I wanted to hurt my wife. I wanted to, oh, man, it was just not me. And I was, of course, in tears, you know, because it was something that's never happened to me in my lifetime. And, and to answer that gentleman Jesse's question, I kind of wish, I'm glad I went back to face my demons, and I haven't been back since. And but I went back, I think I faced my demons, because I went out of there feeling pretty good. You know, I really did. And, of course, I had a long discussion with Zach from Zach Bengus from Ghost Adventures. He told me what to do, what I should do, because he's been attacked himself.
Is there anywhere you would never go? Would you never go back there, or would you revisit it again?
I think I would revisit it probably during the day as a tourist, to be honest with you.
Right.
There's a place I don't think I'd ever go back again. Because in the same town, I was also attacked in the same weekend. It's called Avador Courthouse and Jail. I was in a jail cell, and I was attacked there. I will never – I've been there a few times, but that's no joke. This place is called Avador Courthouse and Jail, and I will never, ever go back there again, ever. It's extremely negative. It's extremely paranormal haunted, if you want to call it. It's an old jail cell that had a bunch of jail. And they said the reason why I got attacked during that thing, hey, Joseph, what's going on? The reason why I got attacked, they say, it's all opinionating, is the fact that I have tattoos covered all over my body. And I assume people in jail or whatever it may be, people have tattoos. So I do believe during the time I was attacked in that jail cell, which I'll never go back to, and now this is not real jail cell, this is paranormal investigating jail cell, okay?
Okay.
People seem to think that right? See, people seem to think that I was probably attacked in that jail cell because I was not a threat, but it was another person with a bunch of tattoos, and they were just saying, this is my ground, not yours. And one of the girls, not my wife, but one of the girls got an EVP that played it back, and she's like, look what I got. I'm like, what did you get? And it's a spirit, and it was her recorder, a spirit saying, knife. And it was whispered, it said, knife. And one of the questions were, I don't know if it was like, what did you cut him with or whatever it may have been. But it's pretty validated that question and me being cut, it was basically him saying, knife. So I had this tear going across my belly. I mean, it was a complete cut. Yeah, right?
So I've got some breaking news for you. You're going to hear it live right here. Carol wants to know how I knew you were selling. She was selling all your equipment.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know you can't talk to the one I'm wearing, so there's no magic. So basically, I'm going to go ahead and use this bottle of water for my investigation. That's awesome. And maybe some copper, some pennies. That's all I got left now. Thanks, Carol.
Oh my God, that was hilarious.
Perfect. That's perfect.
So where is somewhere you really, really want to go? What is on your bucket list?
Oh, the bucket list. Well,
the
top
of your bucket list, not like, I need the top.
Okay. The very top, I'll tell you, I know I talk about this whenever I can, that's Waverly Hills. I've never been to Waverly Hills. I think that, and I don't know exactly where it's at now, Kentucky. I don't know where it's at exactly, someone knows. But Waverly Hills is probably my go-to. I got to get there one day. We're talking about going in April of next year.
Oh, wow.
I hope so. With a group of people, of course. I hope to. It's one of those ones that I need to get to, and I will get to. That's one of the things, you know, these guys are able to invest. Okay, it's not about TV. It's not about that. What's really, I'm so jealous of the people on TV, not because they're on TV, but they get to go to locations all over the world. It's not about TV. It's about
Right. Visiting
places that is not very well manageable in my wallet. You know, from here to UK, from here to Mississippi. But it's, you know, people sometimes take me the wrong way. Sometimes it's not about TV. It's about having a TV station pay for your going to your locations and investigating places that you can't get there on your own dime. That's just an honest answer.
You didn't say anywhere in Virginia. What in the world? It's so much history here.
Well, no, I'm going to Virginia in a heartbeat. But did everybody get to know about a secret crush? And they was like, oh, my God. No, you know, but you are so lucky to be where you're at. Everybody that's from Midwest over, there's so much history there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can walk into a 7-Eleven and investigate the second row of the candy bars, and the 7-Eleven that may not be haunted, but the land that it was built in. There's so much history back east.
It's
beautiful back there.
It is. Well, my bucket list place, I have to throw it out, is Hinsdale House. I'm hoping Daniel will do, like, some kind of raffle for a trip or something. No, I've wanted to go there, God, since I started watching Paranormal Warehouse, and I saw somebody was doing a live from there, and it was, like, the first time I'd ever watched, and I was like, holy shit, I have got go there. And I ended up actually in Gettysburg meeting Daniel, who's a very nice man, and I bought the Hinsdale House. Can you see it?
Yes, I can see that. Yeah.
And Daniel, awesome. I had Daniel sign it. I got to brag. but reading the book, seeing the lives, it really... That's really the top of my bucket list. Please.
And you know what? There's so many places there. You know, I would love to go exactly what you just said. Absolutely. And, you know, I would go just about anywhere. I mean, I'm in California. And, you know, people, you know, I always say, you know, we don't have a lot of locations out here. We really do. But I obviously probably one of the people in California that will say, I'm very jealous of the people in the Midwest, back east, whatever you want to say, because it seems to be, you know, you have the Civil War. You have a lot of locations out there that are just booming with paranormal or just fact of beautiful history. You know, I think, you know, to be a paranormal investigator, you kind of have to be a history buff. You have to be history.
I have a question from Chad Cornell. You know him, right?
I do, Chad.
He has a little show on Paranormal Warehouse.
Awesome. He's awesome.
Chad's awesome. Him and Doug are fantastic. I had both of them on my show, Parachat Show.
Right.
And they're so different. They're like, Doug is just like wide open, and Chad is just really quiet, really reserved. And I love them. But
Chad is awesome. He's that gentleman that he sits in the front, and then his partner sits in the back, and Chad's like, just, he just has that demeanor of like, he's just a badass person. He's just so cool. He's just really cool.
Doug is wide open.
Yes.
So Chad wants to know, what is your favorite pre-investigation meal?
You know, I don't know if it's exactly what, but I'm a huge coffee. I drink a lot of coffee before investigation. But if I had to choose, honestly, and people know this already by now, is sprinkled donuts. I usually put down about 2 sprinkled donuts right before the investigation. It just makes me feel good. I don't understand it. It's kind of weird. You know, some people will have a steak and potatoes. Before my investigation, I'll have a couple of sprinkled donuts, and I, you know, basically have a cup of coffee, and that is it, man. I you know, people know that George loves sprinkled donuts, and I love the chocolate sprinkled donuts, and it's just one of those things I go to, Chad. It's kind of crazy, man. Kind of crazy.
Okay, so really quick, I'm going to sign off because I'm doing, for those that don't know, I am doing a podcast and a Facebook Live at the same time. There's a show behind me coming on the Vibe Network. Wendy, I'm going to go ahead and hand it over to you guys. If you want to continue with George, hop on over to Facebook. Next week, my guests will be the guys from Gateway Paranormal. Until then, have a fabulous day, and I will see you next week.
Take care, you guys. Okay, so wait. So I want to make sure I don't mess up so I can hang up my phone.